Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a quick recap of the game last night between New Zealand and Pakistan, the fourth T20, fourth of the five T20s. The first three T20s were at Lahore, at Rawalpindi Cricket, Rawalpindi International Cricket Stadium in Rawalpindi. Pakistan, the first game was washed out. Only two balls, two runs, came off two leg byes, and then the second ball of that match, Tim Robinson was dismissed for a second ball duck on debut, but that was it. There was nothing else. The match was reduced to five overs, but they didn't get any extra balls and extra deliveries in that match, and that was it. So Pakistan, New Zealand finished, that game finished in a draw. New Zealand lost the second game quite easily. Pakistan bowled them out for New Zealand out for 90-odd and chased down the target with 7 wickets to spare. Pace bowls were excellent, spinners were excellent, just a brilliant performance all round from Pakistan bowlers. And Mohammad Rizwan just didn't have to do anything stupid, just guided the team home with a bat. And New Zealand in the third game, they levelled the series. Mark Chapman scoring a superb half century, and East Odi was really good with the ball. Pakistan very disappointing in the field and not great with the ball at all. Can Pakistan take a lead in the series where they can't lose? Can they take a 2-1 lead in the series and aim for a win in the final match to win the series, or will New Zealand win the match and aim to win the series? By the way, this is New Zealand's second string team. Probably only two or three guys, or maybe four guys, would be in the main team for New Zealand. The rest are all young players or just players who play other formats, or just guys who had a bit of experience, not major experience for New Zealand. And because most of the players that are in the main team for New Zealand are playing the IPL right now. And a couple of players, I think Michael Brace was returning from a long injury layoff as well. And yes, it's a different New Zealand team altogether. Pakistan are going to be missing Mohammad Rizwan for the rest of the series due to an injury. I think it's a hamstring injury or something like that, but they're pretty much full strength. It's a night T20 at Lahore. No debutants for either team. Pakistan, this match has been played at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Pakistan won the toss, elected a field first. This was their team, the Pakistani team for this game. Saim Ayub, Babar Azam, Usman Khan, wicketkeeper for Pakistan. And you got Fakhar Zaman brought in for this game ahead of for Mohammad Rizwan, who's injured. Shadab Khan, Iftikhar Ahmed, Imad Wasim, Abbas Afridi, Usama Amir and Muhammad Amir and Zaman Khan. So they didn't have Muhammad Amir in the last game for some reason, but they brought him in for this game. And for New Zealand, their team for this game, Tim Robinson opening with Tom Blundell, who's Wellington Firebirds teammate and New Zealand Test player as well. Then you got Dean Foxcroft, number 3. Mark Chapman, James Neesham, experienced campaign and T20s and ODIs, played a few tests for New Zealand as well. Michael Bracewell, captain, played a lot more for New Zealand recent times before he got injured. Would have been a part of the New Zealand team in the World Cup if he didn't get injured. I reckon easily would have made a difference if he was there, but it wasn't to be. Josh Clarkson, Ish Sodhi, Jacob Duffy, Ben Sears back in the game after missing out in the last game, and Will O'Rourke. So that's pretty much their team. New Zealand batted first, they won the toss, elected the bat. New Zealand batted first, Pakistan won the toss, elected the field first, like I mentioned. So yeah, New Zealand batting first scored 178 for 7 off their 20 overs, going at a run rate of 8.90 runs and over. Yeah, so 8.90 runs and over. That was their run rate. 14 extras conceded by Pakistan, which was very disappointing. One by, one leg by, one no ball and 11 wides did not help their cause at all. Josh Clarkson was dismissed for a golden duck, but other than that, everybody else did their bit. Top scorer for New Zealand was Tim Robinson, scoring his maiden half century for New Zealand. 51 off 36 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes, and a strikeout of 141.66. Dean Foxcroft, second highest run scorer for the Black Caps in this game. 34 off 26 balls, no fours, 3 sixes, strikeout of 130.76. Michael Bracewell, the captain, 27 off 20 balls, 2 fours, no sixes, strikeout of 135. And Tom Blundell, brought in for this game, opening the batting. 28 off 15 balls, 5 fours, no sixes, strikeout of 186.66. For Pakistan, the pick of the bowlers was Abbas Afridi, 3 for 20 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs, a quantity rate of 6.66 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. And a wicket apiece for Muhammad Amir, Zaman Khan, Usama Amir, and Iftikhar Ahmed. Surprised that Abbas Afridi didn't bowl his full quota of 4 overs, but that is what it is. Yeah, Tim Robinson gained a beautiful half century there. And then in reply, the Pakistanis, well, Syed Mayoob was promising, but he got out. Top scorer for Pakistan was Fakhar Zaman. The veteran there, really doing a good job. 61 of 45 balls, 4 fours, 3 sixes at a stroke at 135.55. Does love playing against New Zealand, and he proved it again. Another half century against the Kiwis in another format. Has scored a couple 80-100s. Scored 4 80-100s against New Zealand last year. 4-3, yeah. Clean one that brilliant 100 against New Zealand in a World Cup group game last year at Bangalore, which helped them win a game that, where they were chasing over 400, but they won on the Duckworth Lewis system because they were ahead of the rate that New Zealand was supposed to be at. The target that the projected score that they were supposed to be at. So they won on Duckworth Lewis that game, mainly due to Fakhar Zaman's brilliant hitting at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And yeah, just looking at this. Yeah, that's Fakhar Zaman's 10th Test match 50, T20 International 50. But it wasn't enough. It might have seen him try his best at the end. 22 not out of 11 balls, 4 fours, no sixes. Struck up 200. It might for him, he was not out at the end. Iftikhar Ahmed, 23 of 20 balls, 1 4 and 1 6. Strike rate of 115 for him. Didn't quite get going in the second gear. Syed Mayoob, another start, didn't quite capitalise though. 20 or 15 balls, 2 fours, 1 6 at a strike at 133.33. But unfortunately for Pakistan, despite their best efforts, they just left it a bit too late and couldn't quite keep up with the required run rate and fell short in the end. Restricted to 174 for 8 off 20 overs at a run rate of 8.70 runs and over. 13 extras conceded by New Zealand. That's something I want to touch up on in the next game and in the World Cup as well. And for future as well. 5 leg buys, 8 wides conceded by the Kiwis. That's something that's not really good. They really will look to improve on that in the near future. For New Zealand with the ball, Ben Sears, outstanding 2 for 27 or 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 6.75 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And Will O'Rourke, man of the match performance from him. 3 for 27 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 6.75 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Both of them outstanding. A wicket for Michael Bracewell and James Neesham. And there was a run out involved as well. So, yeah, so a win for New Zealand. Not an easy win, but they won by 4 runs. And have taken a 2-1 unassailable series lead. And man of the match was Will O'Rourke for his excellent bowling display. And New Zealand now will play the final T20 International and hope to win that. And take a 3-1 series against the odd. I mean, a series win again. The odds. Pakistan will just hope to level it just before they have a T20 series before they against England and England before they play the T20 World Cup. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for your time. Stay safe until next time. It's
bye for now, and that's that. Have a good night.